We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Resh Mem Ches. We have seen the halachas in this siman about going out on a boat towards Shabbos and going out on a caravan with a group of people into the desert as Shabbos nears. And now we find the Ramah comments going back on the entire siman. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim shakol makom sha'adam holich l'schora o liros p'nei chavero chashav hakol dvar mitzvah. We already saw that there is a chilek between if you're going out for a dvar mitzvah or a dvar reshus. And now the Ramah says that there are some that hold that even if you're going out for business or just going to see your friend, you're going on a trip for those purposes, that is still considered a dvar mitzvah, laying in the halachas that we have learned. Ve'eino chashav dvar reshus rak sholech l'tayel. A trip only has the description of a dvar reshus when you are going out just for touring purposes, you want to go on a trip just for vacation. So then that would be considered a dvar reshus. But for everything else, it would have a din of a dvar mitzvah. Val kei nagu b'ksas makomos l'hakal b'ingen haflagas asinos v'alicha shayar toch shoshan yamim. Ki choshem hakol a dvar mitzvah. V'im linchos b'yadnan hol v'yesh al hamisha yismochu. And because of this opinion, that is why many have the minhag to be meka when it comes to going out on a boat or going out into the desert. Within those 3 days before Shabbos of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, some are mekel because they assume that whatever reason they are going for, that has a din of a dvar mitzvah, in which case you are allowed to go out, even on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the Magen Avraham says that even this opinion would hold that you shouldn't be mekel when it comes to Shiara, only for going out on a boat it would be okay. However, going out in the caravan in the desert would not be permissible for these reasons. We would not consider it a dvar mitzvah. As we saw such a differentiation yesterday in the Ber Halacha. As well, the Mishnah Berurah comments that in a place where there is no minhag to do so, to consider every trip to be a dvar mitzvah, then l'chatchila one should not be mekel, since there are many poskim who hold that you need a mitzvah gemura in order to permit going out within 3 days of Shabbos. So if you live in a place where the minhag is to be mekel, you can continue that minhag, but if one does not have a minhag, then it's best to only go out within 3 days of Shabbos for a true mitzvah. This concludes Siman Resh Mem Ches. We now begin Siman Resh Mem Tes. Dinim Hashayachim L'Erev Shabbos. A few halachos related to Erev Shabbos. Sif Aleph. Ein Holchim B'Erev Shabbos Yoser Mishalosh Parsaos. One cannot go out on Friday more than 3 Parsaos. Kadesh Yagil Aveso B'od Hayom Gadol. In order to ensure that one will return to his home when it is still day. V'yuchal Lahachim Tzorchei Suda L'Shabbos. So that he will be able to prepare himself food for Shabbos. Bein Sholoch B'Sacherim Bein Sholoch L'Beso. Even if you're going to someone else's house, you should ensure that you come early in the day to allow them to make food for you. Vahani mili kashihu biyisha b'makom shiyucha laharchin tzarchei Shabbos. This din is only true when you are in an area where people live, where you'll be able to make Shabbos. Avlo b'makom shihu shami yafshal lalachin tzarchei Shabbos. But if you are currently in a place where you will not be able to have your needs for Shabbos, you won't be able to make food for Shabbos. O she'enu makom yisha batuach, or it is a dangerous place, mutar leilech afilo kama prasos. Then you can go out on a longer trip, in order to ensure that you will be in a safe place for Shabbos. If you have informed the place where you are going that you're coming there, then you can go as far as you want. You don't have to get there early in the day. Since they already know that you are coming, they will make enough food for you for Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the reason for this din in the Shulchan Aruch is because if you get there too late in the day, close to Shabbos, then we are afraid that whoever you are going to, whether it be your family or another place, they will end up cooking for you so that they will have enough food for you for Shabbos. And they might end up cooking on Shabbos. So in order to prevent such a chilul Shabbos, we say that you should get there earlier in the day. So therefore, you can't go out too far. It is because of this that the Shulchan Aruch paskins at the end of the Sif, that if you told the place where you are going that you are coming, then you don't have to worry about this din, since there's no fear that they are going to end up cooking more food for you on Shabbos, since they know you are coming. This is also the reason why the Mishnah Berurah says that this din doesn't really apply nowadays, since most families end up cooking a lot of food. They have enough food, even if a guest were to come, so we're not afraid that if you show up right before Shabbos, that they're going to end up cooking more for you, since they'll probably have enough for you anyway. So that's why we find that this din, according to the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't really apply anymore. Just a point of interest that the Ber Halacha quotes Ola Shabbos, who says that even if you're bringing your own food, it's still a problem because of the low plug chachamim, so it's hard to understand why in that case we would say a low plug. However, in the cases of the families having enough food nowadays, or you telling them that you are coming, we wouldn't say a low plug. Even that being the case, that the Mishnah Berurah says that this din no longer applies for that reason, and even though the Shulchan Aruch doesn't point this out, the Mishnah Berurah says that we still need to be aware that we should still not go on such a long trip when it comes to Erev Shabbos, because we need to ensure that we get back to our homes before Shabbos so that we don't come to be Mechal Shabbos by getting home late on Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kama pa'amim nechshalim al yedei zeh ubam lidei chil Shabbos ki ba'al shbizo afilu beisuk shebasamach Shabbos." Sorry, the gam kama pa'amim yera dilo yagia lamalon ulabesim bod yom atchecha sheicha mamish. You won't get to the place where you were supposed to get until it's already dark. The kama chil Shabbos yesh behutza v'achnasa v'yitzi mechutz latchum ushisas behemdo. There are so many malachas that one may come to perform. V'alchein kolza yasim adam lelibo v'yimar lishbos afilu kekfar. Therefore, you have to make sure that you get to wherever you're going before Shabbos. The Chazon Ish had the minhag that he wouldn't go on a trip on Erev Shabbos outside of the city after noon, because he was afraid that he wouldn't get back in time. And the Stipler had this same minhag, that he wouldn't go out on a trip after Chatzos to ensure that he would be back in time for Shabbos, so as not to cause any Chil Shabbos on his part. Thus, even though there may be no concern when it comes to the host cooking more for you if you show up close to Shabbos, we still must keep in mind that our trips on Erev Shabbos should be shortened, and we should leave early enough to get wherever we are going to ensure that there is no Chil Shabbos on our part.